we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we go, and we're off and running for a Tuesday here in Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio program. I want to say thank you once again to everybody who called in and supported the spring offering last week. We are truly appreciative of that, and pray that God blesses you with a tremendous harvest. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Last Tuesday, I had the opportunity to speak to several of my peers, and that was a great privilege. And for us, we meet together about once a month, and so next month we'll get to travel someplace else, you know. And all these times that we travel, sometimes it can be up to an hour and a half to some of these churches, but we're in the central part of our section, so it could be even further for some of those folks. And I thought, well, this time it's here at our house, and that'll be great. And I want you to know, I had there was so much to do to get ready for that meeting that I ended up being up earlier and working harder. And it's like, you know, going someplace to have these meetings, it might not be such a bad idea after all. But it was a great honor to be able to spend some time sowing into the Spirit. My worship leader took some time off work and led us into the presence of the Lord. It was truly a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. And so I pray that this week, no matter what's going on, that your Tuesday will be absolutely phenomenal. One of the things that I shared with my pastor friends last week was that God has given us the Spirit whereby we cry out to Abba, Father. And I shared how my son had been over to our house a couple of weeks ago, week and a half ago, something like that. And after he walked in and we'd been babysitting, and our grandchild went over to the floor and patted on the floor and said, Daddy, come sit. And then for the next 15 minutes, it was right there in the midst of everything that was going on. It was nothing but father and son time, as you know, that they would, my grandson would go and run into his dad's arms, and they'd have a great time, and then they would start over and do it all over again. And I pray that all of us never lose that sort of love and longing and expectation, that the time that we have with God is not time that we've got to spend. It's time that we get to spend with Him. And so I pray today that as you're looking at the issues that you have going on, that you will realize you've got a Heavenly Father who is absolutely, passionately in love with you and longs to spend time with us. And I pray that all of us get to go out and, you know, enjoy the time that we have with God. There's a big task to do, but we get to do it with the joy. And so, anyway, praise the Lord. And we're going to get into the Word today. We are going to be in the minor prophets today in the book of Amos. The first minor prophet is Hosea. And then you go to Joel. And then comes Amos, and this is the very last chapter of the book of Amos, chapter 9, and I am going to begin reading in verse number 9. Actually, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 11. Verse number 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages, and I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old. that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does this thing. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. And the mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and the hills and all the hills shall flow with it. I will bring back the captives of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God. Now remember, we're talking about sowing and reaping here. And this passage in Amos chapter 9, verses 11 and 12, those are referenced in the book of Acts in chapter 15. The book of Acts, chapter 15, let me give you just a little bit of a heads up as what was going on there. And Peter rises up because there are some things that are going on, and they're trying to make sense of everything. And let's look at verse number 12. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. And after they had become silent, James answered and saying, "Men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, 'After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins. I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does all these things.'" And so we see here that what is being talked about is not just an agrarian concept, not just an agricultural sowing and reaping and harvest, but it's a much more important harvest. It is dealing with the lives of people. And the early church struggled with the concept that God could reach some people and redeem them because they weren't Jewish. You know, it wasn't beyond the scope for them to understand that, you know, if there were Jewish people that were living in a faraway land, that God could reach them. But when Barnabas and Saul, who became Paul, began to reach out to people who had no Jewish background, they were brand new to this life called faith. And they were seeing a harvest that was impacting cities and turning the world right side up. Listen, God's solution for a world that is spinning out of control and everything is turned upside down, God's solution has always an empowered church to turn right things right side up. He's always wanted to send the church in, empowered by the Spirit, empowered by the Word of Truth, to go and say, you know what, we can right this ship with the help of God Almighty. And so it doesn't matter if it's a family situation, a work situation, it doesn't matter if it's a national issue or an international issue, the church, empowered by the Holy Spirit and equipped with the Word of Truth, we can have a major impact on people. So it goes on here and it says, you know, there's a little bit of distinction between the way it reads in Amos and the way that it reads in Acts. So let me start with Amos first in verses 11 and 12. And he says, "On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David." There's a footnote at the bottom of my Bible, and it says this, literally a booth. It is a figure of a deposed dynasty. Okay, so this tabernacle of David, this tent of David, this house of David, which should be a palace that has fallen down, God says, on that day, I am going to raise it up. And I want you to know that God never forgets. He says that he will do this because he will return. This is in Acts chapter 15, verse number 16. After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. And so if we want to see the house of God restored to where it needs to be, then we need the presence of God. We need the presence of God. There's no substitute. Once you've experienced the presence of God, nothing else is going to do. Once you have tasted of what God has miraculously provided for us, nothing else is going to satisfy. And so I pray that we would realize that it's not just a day that's going to happen. It's not just an event that is going to happen, but it is going to happen because of the presence of God. God's going to raise it up. So it goes on and it says, I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up. In Amos it says, and repair its damages. If I can, I want to send out an invitation to you. I know it's weeks in advance, but I have got a word that God birthed inside of me, and we're going to alter our schedule from what we've done for decades at Merit Assembly of God for Mother's Day. I'm going to take the resources that we would have normally done for a women's banquet. We're going to do something very, very special for the ladies. God has birthed a word in my heart that I am so ready to share. I was telling somebody that, you know, whenever God speaks something to me that maybe I've never heard before, I like to find some people and use them as a sounding board, because the one thing I don't want to do is I don't want to be a heretic. I don't want to be somebody that's espousing false doctrine. I don't want to be guilty of teaching things that aren't in alignment with the Word of God. And so God has quickened a passage to me, and so I've started sounding that message on my wife and my daughters. And the first thing was, you know, that's quite a bit different as far as what we're not going to be doing. But when they heard the topic of the message, they were like, oh yeah, that's God. So I just want to put that out there. I can tell you the date for that. That's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is May the 13th. The reason I can tell you that is that's my birthday. So I'm going to be celebrating by preaching the Word of God. And we have something extra special for the ladies that are going to be there that day. You don't want to miss it. So if you can, put that on your calendar. Now, it's going to be a great, great Sunday of healing and spiritual empowerment for the women on that day. He says here in Amos chapter 9, this is what got me sidetracked on that, is he will repair its damages. Do you realize that the Bible talks about the reality that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit? It's what we are. Now, I don't believe we're the temple of the Holy Spirit the way that some of the temples in ancient Greece are, where there is a structure that is in place, but yet it's not functioning the way it was supposed to function. Its glory days are behind them. Some of the places are in disrepair. I believe that the temple of the Holy Spirit is you and I. And God not only wants to be the possessor of the house, he wants to be the occupant of the house. And so if you are anything like I am, there are probably some projects around your home that need to be repaired. Well, God comes in, and he's not going to sit back and say, you know what, that rafter is sagging there, I'm just going to ignore that. He's not doing that. He's not going to do that, because he says in Proverbs that things like that should not happen. Okay? That's the a sign of a person of laziness if the roof rafters are sagging. Pretty soon the roof is going to cave in. And so he comes in and he said, I'm going to repair the damages. Almost every person that I know has been through some traumatic experiences. And traumatic experiences can leave you damaged. They can leave you wounded. They can leave you in need of healing. And I believe that God wants to come and minister a repairing word to the individuals that he has redeemed. And I believe that God wants to repair the corporate body as a whole. I believe that God is very good at fixing broken things. I believe that God is very good at fixing broken physical bodies. I know that he is excellent at fixing broken spirits. I know that he is a master at repairing broken marriages. I know that he has repaired broken civilizations and broken churches. And so I just want to speak out and encourage you today that God wants to come himself, restore you back to what he intended you to be all along, and he wants to repair those areas in your life that have been broken and beat up. Twyla Paris used to sing this song back when, goodness, it was a long, long time ago. And I believe the name of the song was called The Warrior Is a Child. And it talked about this valiant warrior who was out there fighting the battle. But every once in a while, when you're in that fight, you find yourself in that place where you need some alone time with God, where he can heal you from the traumas that you've gone through. And today, I want you to know that God's not hung a retirement sign on his ability to heal. He still is passionate about restoring broken people as he's ever been. He said, I will rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does this thing. Now, this is what it says in Acts chapter 15. So that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. There's a testimony in your healing. There is a testimony in your restoration and my restoration. God says, I want to work. I want to restore back to the original intent that I had. I want to heal the pain. I want to set you up as where the throne is established once again, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Don't forget the good things that God has done. Don't forget it. If you need a refresher course, I encourage you to get alone with God and say, God, would you just help me to remember some of the things that I've gone through? And he will. He's got a great memory. And he remembers the healings that he's brought. I think too many times we just kind of sit back and accept the painful things of life. And in doing so, we obscure or forget about the reality that God has brought light into our world, not to be hidden, not to be concealed and covered up, but so that it can be a light on a hill. And today I want to encourage all of us to experience some of that reaping that we do from sowing into the Spirit, where we are healed and we're restored and we're all of our damages are mended, so that we can be that walking billboard, that walking living ambassador for Jesus Christ, so that other people, all the rest of mankind, may seek the Lord. Why would the rest of mankind seek the Lord? It's because without God, all mankind is lost. All mankind is broken. You know, I posted something on Facebook about normal, and a lady that used to work for me, you know, she saw that remark and she put a comment on there and said, "Normal is overrated." And then I explained to her that what was going on was that my Facebook page was filling up with political stuff, and I'm just ready for my Facebook page to go back to non-political stuff. There are too many. There's too long of a politics season anyway, and so I expect it during political season, but not right now. And she said, "Oh, I understand now." Well, let's go back to God's normal. Let's get back to what He intended for us. The devil will try and deceive us and convince us that a damaged church, a church in disrepair, that is disheveled, that's normal. And folks, I believe that we should always remember the things that God has healed us of and brought us out of. But I think we should also remember that once He heals us, that other people who are going through the same things that we have gone through will see that and say, "You know what? I'm going to seek the Lord. If He could do that for them, He can do that for me." And so, one of the things that I try and remind people about is to never forget where God brought you from. Never forget where God brought you from. What happens many times is when we first get saved, we know what God has done, what he's delivered us from, and all of that. And so we're very excited about it. We're extremely vocal about it. And we have a great impact on reaching people. It happens with new believers. It happens with new churches. But the more that time goes by, the farther we get from our testimony, from our redemption experience. And many times we start seeing people who are going through some of the same things that we went through. And if you've forgotten what God brought you out of, then all of a sudden you start looking at those people with, you know, kind of a judging or a condemnation. And actually, God brought you out of the exact same thing. You know, we are all sinners saved by grace. So I challenge our congregation, remember, if God delivered you from drugs, guess what? He can deliver other people from drugs. If God delivered you from alcohol, God delivers other people from alcohol. If God delivered you out of sexual immorality, then He is still able to deliver people out of sexual immorality. There is not a person that is so broken, so wounded, so far from God that He can't reach them. He's right there. The Holy Spirit wants to work in us so that people can see and have hope that God will fight for them. You know, let me just say this. God not only fights on your behalf, but He fights for you. You're the reason He went to the cross. I'm the reason He went to the cross, because He wanted to have a relationship with us. And guess what? 7+ billion people on the planet, and God wants to have a relationship with each and every one of them. And so here He says, "So that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by My name." It took until the 15th chapter of Acts before the disciples of Jesus finally understood, you know what? The Bible's been trying to, God's been trying to tell us in the Word of God for hundreds of years at that point in time that he wanted to reach not only the Jewish people, but he wanted to reach the Gentiles as well. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. God's always had a heart for people that aren't exactly like everybody else that we hang out with. I believe that when we get to heaven, we're going to see a panorama of people that God has redeemed and say, wow, God's grace truly is amazing. I have a friend, and he was sharing with us a week ago. And he was always very confident in his ethnicity. You know, he's got a heart as big as just a monster heart of gold. He reaches people all over the place. But he was always raised with one particular dominant culture, and his mindset was he was 100% that. And he found out that he was only a little over a quarter of that, and he found out that he had some blood flowing through his veins that came from different backgrounds than what he was aware of. And you know what happens when you realize that? All of a sudden, you begin to have a heart to reach people who came from that same background. As we're sowing and reaping, let's remember, it's not just about what happens with our bank account. It's not just about what happens with our homes and our cars and all of the things that are going to rust. I saw an article where some people were digging in their backyard and they found it was a Daimler. Now, the only time I had heard the term Daimler was Daimler Chrysler, but there was somebody who set out to restore a car, and they buried a car in their backyard. I think this was in England. And these people went out there and they found this relic buried in the backyard. Nobody knew it was there. Nobody knew it was there. Let's remember today that there are some treasures that are out there that God is waiting to reveal. Once he saves the lost, redeems them, fills them up with the Word of God, fills them up with truth, fills them up with God the Holy Spirit, there is getting ready to be a wonderful thing that takes place. God wants. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you about that car. It's rusted. It's gone. It's just a shell. All those things pass away. You know what doesn't pass away? People. God's looking to populate heaven with the redeemed of mankind. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.